Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 16, Conclusion of Teachings to Sanatan Goswami, Part 1, Explanation of the Atmarama verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, Part 4. There are those who simply desire liberation, and those who are liberated already, even while in this material existence, and there are those who are actually self-realized. And there are many persons in this world who desire liberation, and sometimes they engage in devotional service for this purpose. And it is corroborated in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Mumukshavo Gora Rupan Hitva Bhuta Patin Ata Narayana Kala Shanta Bhajanti Hi Anasuyavaha. Those who actually desire liberation abandon the worship of demigods and without envy concentrate their minds in the worship of Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when such persons come in contact with a pure devotee, they then engage in the devotional service of Krishna and abandon the idea of liberation. In the Hari Bhakti Sudhodaya, it is stated, Aho Mahatman Bahudosha Dushto Api ekena bhati esha bhavo gunena satsangam akyena sukha bahena krityadya no yena krisha mumuksha. O great soul, although there are many flaws within this miserable material life, there is yet one glory, the association of pure devotees. And one should cultivate such association because by that association, desire for liberation diminishes. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, it is stated, Bhayam dvitiya vinibeshata syad ishad apetasya viparyayo smriti tan mayayato buddha abhajetam Bhakyaika Yeshang Guru Devatatma. Thus, man's fear is due to his material conception of life, and also due to forgetting his eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord. Consequently, man finds himself having only perverted memories, and this occurs due to the spell of the material energy. So, one who has sufficient intelligence will engage in full devotional service and regard the Supreme Lord as one spiritual master and worshipable God. The conclusion is that no one can attain a revolution in consciousness without engaging in devotional service to the Lord. And when one is actually free from material contamination, he or she can fully engage oneself in Krishna consciousness. In the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is again clearly stated by Lord Brahma in his prayers to Krishna, Shreya srutim bhaktim udasyate vibho klishyanti ye kevala bodha labdhaye te sham asal kleshala eva shishyate Nanyad yatha stula tusha vagati nam. One who engages in spiritual life in order to understand things as they are, but who lacks all intentions of engaging in Krishna consciousness, simply achieves trouble for one's undertakings, and there is no substance to one's life. Every living entity is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, and therefore it is the duty of every living entity to serve that supreme whole. For without such service, the living entity falls into material contamination. Lord Chaitanya concluded his teachings to Sanatana Goswami by pointing out that the six kinds of Atmaramas engage in some kind of devotional service to Krishna. In other words, at some time or another, all the transcendentalists ultimately come to understand the necessity of rendering devotional service to Krishna, and thus they become fully Krishna conscious. Even if one is very learned or extravagant, he or she can still engage in the devotional service of the Lord. Transcendentalists can be categorized into six basic types. 1. The neophyte transcendentalist. 2. The absorbed transcendentalist. 3. One who is actually situated in transcendence. 4. One who actually desires liberation. 5. One who is actually liberated. And 6. One who is actually engaged in activities in one's constitutional position. All of these are called Atmarama. When a person becomes Atmarama, or a great thinker in Krishna consciousness, he or she fully engages in devotional service. According to the rules of grammar, there are many Atmaramas, but one sense of the word is sufficient to represent the others. In the collective sense, all the Atmaramas are inclined to worship the Supreme Lord Krishna. The mystic who worships the Supersoul within oneself is also called Atmarama. The Atmarama yogis are of two kinds, Satgarbha and Nitgarbha. In the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated, Kechit Svadehantar Hridaya Vakashe Pradesha Matrang Purushang Vasantam Chatur Bhujang Ganja Ratanga Shankha Gada Dharang Dharanaya Smaranti. Some yogis meditate within the heart on the localized Vishnu who is four-handed and who holds four symbols, conch, disc, mace, and lotus. The yogi who thinks of the four-handed Vishnu becomes absorbed in devotional ecstasy and evinces the symptoms of that state. Sometimes one cries, sometimes one feels separation, and in this way, one merges in transcendental bliss. The result of all of this is that one becomes entrapped like a fish. The Sadgarbha and Nigarbha yogis can be further divided into three categories, the beginner, the ascendant, and one who has already attained perfection. These yogis are described in the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Avurukshor maner yogam karma karanam uchyate yoga vudhasya tasyaiva shama karanam uchyate yada hi nendriyarteshu na karmasu anusajjate sarva sankalpa sanyasi yoga rudhas tadochyate. Those who are trying to ascend on the path of mystic yoga are called avurukshu. In avurukshu yoga, various sitting postures are practiced and the mind is concentrated. But when one has already ascended to the path of yoga, meditation and detachment are the goals. And when one is no longer attached to working for sense gratification, one gradually becomes free. And at that time, one also attains a state of ecstasy called Yoga Arudha. So if these mystic yogis somehow or other come into contact with a saintly person, they become devotees of Krishna. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 16, Conclusion of Teachings to Sanatan Goswami, Part 1, Explanation of the Atmarama Verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, Part 4. Recorded August 13, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Namaste Narasinghaya, Prahlada Klada Gayane, Prahlada Klada Gayane, Hiranya Kashipur Vakshaha, Hiranya Kashi Purvakshaha, Shila Tongana Kalaye, Shila Tongana Kalaye, Ito Nursinga Parato Nursingho, Ito Nursinga Parato Nursingho, Yato Yato Yamitato Nursinga, Yato Yato Yamitato Nursinga, Bahir Nursingo Hridaye Nursingo, Bahir Nursingo Hridaye Nursingo, Nursinghamadim Sharanam Prapadye, Nursinghamadim Sharanam Prapadye, Nursinghamadim Sharanam Prapadye, Chavakara Kamalavare Nakam Adbhuta Sringam, Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanubringam, Keshavadrita Narahadi Rupa, Jai Jagadisha Hare, Jai Jagadisha Hare, Jai Jagadisha Hare, Keshavadrita Narahadi Rupa, Jai Jagadisha Hare, Jai Jagadisha Hare, Jai Jagadisha Hare, Keshavadvita Narahadi Rupa, Jai Jagadisha Hare, Jai Jagadisha Hare, Jai Jagadisha Hare, Jai Jagadish, Jai Jagadish, Jai Jagadisha Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,